Hello, and welcome to Awin Talks, the affiliate and partner marketing podcast. Or should I say influencer marketing podcast, because today's episode is wholly focused on the influencer opportunity within the affiliate world. I'm your host, Rob Davidson, head of content here at Awin. And for this special influencer-themed episode, I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Awin's Carissa Flinders, our influencer partnerships lead in the US. Welcome to the podcast, Carissa. How are you doing?
Hi, Rob. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
No, it's great to have you aboard. Just for the listeners' perspective, whereabouts are you based exactly at the moment?
So nowhere near you. I am based in, I'm in the US, and I'm actually based in Salt Lake City, Utah. So I'm actually not close to either of our offices here. I'm closer to the West Coast. So in the US, we have offices in Baltimore and Chicago, but I work remotely from Salt Lake City.
Okay. So that's our Salt Lake City office is basically your house.
Yes. My office is my spare bedroom, and weather here, it's very snowy right now. So, I mean, not quite as nice as California, not that West Coast, but.
Well, you're joining me today because you actually took over the reins for our main interview on today's episode when you spoke to Mike Balducci, who is the general manager at CreatorIQ. Now, they're a creator marketing platform who Awin have a strategic partnership with, enabling our brands to set up campaigns with a wide variety of influencers and creators. But before we get into that main interview, though, I did want to ask you a few questions about the influencer space. And just to give us a bit of background on your own role here at Awin and your experience in the influencer space specifically, could you give us a bit of a quick summary of your career in digital so far?
Yeah, sure. So kind of where things took me leading up to my role now at Awin, I went to school for strategic communication. So I was always interested in kind of marketing, PR side of things, brand side of things, which led me into a few different roles. So I did a few internships in and out of school. I interned for fashion companies like Guess and Nasty Gal, typically on the PR marketing teams, which actually my first internship was at Guess back in 2014. And I feel like that was really when I got my first taste of influencer marketing. I feel like that world was very new. Back then, everyone was still referred to as a blogger. So it was really interesting to kind of see the evolution since then. And since my internships, I've been in a few different roles, primarily for e-commerce brands like Overstock.com. Prior to joining Awin, I was working for a direct-to-consumer brand called Solly Baby. And I was managing our affiliate program, overseeing influencer partnerships, as well as brand partnerships. And that program was actually on ShareASale. So I was very familiar with Awin and ShareASale, which then I found myself in the role at Awin. So I have now been at Awin for almost exactly a year. It's been just over a year. And I am the lead on our influencer partnerships team in the US. So handling campaign management for some of our enterprise brands, leading the strategic partnerships with platforms like CreatorIQ, and also managing the relationships with our sub-networks.
Great. Well, I mean, with that experience and your current role as well, that combination, you've seen firsthand, I guess, like how influencer is increasingly merging with the wider affiliate and performance marketing space. And so I wanted to start just by asking you a bit about what you think the factors are that are really driving that development.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it's interesting because the role that I was in prior to joining Awin, being a smaller direct-to-consumer brand, we didn't have large budgets for working with influencers. So we often couldn't compensate on flat fee payments, but we wanted to compensate in some way, which is where the affiliate channel came into play. So we would often gift influencers, provide them with an affiliate link, and work with them on a performance basis. And so I think coming from a smaller brand, it was looking at that as we wanted to track ROI, also had tight budgets that we had to work with. But I think since then, just seeing the way that the economy has shifted, kind of how the industry has shifted, a lot of larger brands, enterprise brands, have started to adopt that as well. So I mean, even some of the influencer programs that my team is managing are for enterprise brands, and they're leaning into this kind of blending of influencer and affiliate because they need to see direct ROI, they want to see performance, and they really want to work with those creators on a long-term basis, which I feel like the affiliate channel is a great way to do that and really build those long-term partnerships.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I can see totally the attraction for brands for getting involved in the channel right now when budgets are under scrutiny and they need to kind of prove that ROI and those returns, etc. But I mean, you've both worked on the brand side and now obviously in your current role are interacting with a lot of brands. What kind of, do you see many common reservations that they might have about running influencer activity alongside their more traditional affiliate program?
I think it's primarily around how do their internal affiliate teams work with their PR, influencer, social brand teams. I feel like oftentimes influencer, it's so up in the air which team handles influencer partnerships. Like sometimes it is within the affiliate team. Sometimes it's in the social team. Sometimes there's a dedicated influencer team. Other times there's a PR team. And so I think that's the primary reservation and what I've seen in speaking with a lot of advertisers is how do we collaborate with our teams internally and how do we bring this activity together and kind of what does that look like moving forward? So we're not stepping on toes, but rather collaborating and bringing these two channels together in more of a seamless way.
Yeah, and I guess there's no kind of standardized cookie cutter approach with this stuff, right? It differs for different advertisers in different sectors and different markets, and depending on how influential, that's a bad choice of word, influencer marketing
no
is.
No pun intended.
Yeah. But that might dictate whether or not they have a dedicated team or whether or not it kind of is tacked on to a kind of paid media team or something like that. That also then kind of informs measurement and attribution, which is naturally kind of like a big hurdle for influencer activity as well. So particularly when you're trying to tie campaign efforts to sales, I guess. But for you, what does best practice look like today for an advertiser running influencer activity through their affiliate program, if it does exist at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the biggest thing and what I always... whenever I'm asked this question, I always say finding that like authentic fit and authentic partnership, I think is so important, especially because part of working through the affiliate channel, you're wanting to drive sales, you're wanting to hit both top of funnel and bottom funnel. And I feel like the best way to do that is really through an authentic partnership that makes sense for both the brand and for the creator. And I think really if you're both able to align on those goals and it's something that makes sense, that's how you're going to see results. And I think oftentimes brands will go after a creator just because they may see that they have a large social following. But it's not necessarily something that makes sense for either of them. Whereas we've often seen a lot of times brands are now going after micro influencers because they have these really engaged niche audiences and influencers who say, you know what, I love this brand. I'm passionate about this brand. And I know that my audience trusts my recommendation. And if I share a product recommendation and I provide them with a link, they're going to convert. So I think that that's honestly one of the most important things in trying to work through the affiliate channel is also really finding those authentic partnerships that are going to work, that are going to drive results. And then you can really work together on a long-term basis. It really makes sense for the both of you and you can build really strong partnerships together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything we've talked about, I guess, so far has been from the advertiser or brand's perspective on influencer marketing. But if there are any influencers actually listening, what are your top tips for them to make the most out of those affiliate partnerships with brands? And how should they be framing their value to advertisers to ensure that they're being rewarded fairly, right? Yeah. Because there's a lot of effort that goes into that. And we talk a lot about the attraction of the channel being around this CPA, kind of like, you know, performance-based activity. At the same time, you have this dilemma of, well, you know, performance can be, it can mean more than just kind of sales and conversions. And particularly where influencers are situated from a marketing funnel perspective, it's difficult to tie those things together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually was on a panel last week at Affiliate Summit, and I was joined by an influencer on the panel. So it was essentially someone from an affiliate platform, which was me, someone from an agency, and then an influencer. And it was really interesting to hear her perspective as well, because she kind of mentioned the same thing. You know, I spend so much time creating content, and she said it's really frustrating when I feel very proud of my work and I share that and it may not perform as well as I hoped it would or as I thought. And so I think something else interesting too, as we speak about wanting to compensate partners fairly, is also the flexibility of working with influencers through the affiliate channel. And I know that there's a lot of time that goes into content creation and things. So, I mean, also looking at hybrid models, if that's something you want to compensate a flat fee for the time spent creating content, or if you want specific content going live on a certain channel, and then also saying, you know what, here's an affiliate link that you can continue to earn and monetize your content as it feels authentic to you whenever you do want to share products, I think is something to look into as well.
Yeah. Now, speaking of making things maybe a bit easier, at least for influencers themselves, Awin has just released a new development making it simpler for Instagram influencers specifically to sign up to the platform. Could you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this feature was just released for any advertisers who want to work with influencers directly or influencers who want to join the Awin platform to work with brands, want to further monetize their content. We've made the sign-up process really easy. So essentially, all you need to do is have an Instagram business or an Instagram creator account. Essentially, we connect through Meta, connect your Instagram account, and there are just a couple more simple questions to answer around, you know, what type of content do you create, whether it's travel, fashion, whatever that looks like, some of your details. And then essentially you've got an account created on Awin and you can start working with brands right away versus a more lengthy process as our typical publisher application looks. We're really wanting to make it easy for creators to join our networks, easy for advertisers to work with creators. So we've launched this new sign up.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Just a quick personal question, actually. As a user, what's your social platform of choice, and which personalities or topics do you tend to follow on there?
Oh, God, I really like TikTok.
I'm putting you on the spot now. You have TikTok, really.
I really like TikTok. The funny thing is I feel like people have asked me, like, do you create content yourself? And I very much fly under the radar. I'm like, no, all of my accounts are private. Like I lurk and I watch, but I never create myself. But I feel like TikTok has just fully sucked me into its vortex. I mean, the personalization of the For You page is, I can't get off that app. Like, I love, like, that's my favorite.
What are you following? What are you interested in that keeps coming up on your feed?
I mean, all kinds of things. I feel like, if I'm being honest, I really like Harry Styles, so I get a lot of Harry Styles videos. But no, I mean, all kinds of things. There's like a lot of like cooking and recipe videos that I love, like fashion. I feel like also just kind of like funny content. A lot of people tell stories. Sometimes I'll get into like different true crime spirals. There will be updates about, I feel like my For You page is really all over the place. But I mean, I love TikTok too, because as I was going to ASW last week, I was like, what do I wear? I need ideas. And so I'll go to TikTok and I'll look up like office outfits or like conference outfits and get ideas on TikTok. But yeah, I mean, I still get on Instagram all the time too, but I feel like TikTok is where I spend a lot of my time.
Yeah, well, I will ask you more about ASW. Probably not what you're wearing, but like I'll ask you for your highlights
not about
after
outfits.
The main interview. Yeah, but yeah, thanks, Carissa. We'll jump into your interview with Mike Balducci now. And so Mike Balducci is general manager at Creator IQ, and here is his interview with Carissa.
Yeah, so Mike, if you can tell us a little bit about what Creator IQ is and how Creator IQ got started.
Yeah, sure. So Creator IQ is a SaaS marketing platform for influencer marketing specifically. It was started back in 2014 by Igor Vox, who's our founder. He's still with the company today as our CEO as well. We've, you know, raised a bunch of money and we've been at it for a while. Initially, the business started with a focus on agencies and networks that were, you know, aggregating influencers for brands. And then we expanded the platform to work for, you know, directly for brands. And so Igor's background is in marketing services, consumer, direct to consumer. It so happens that Igor and I actually worked together for many years together back at a company called Experian. Yeah. So I've been involved with the company since its inception as an advisor specifically, and then joined the company 2 years ago with a focus now on affiliate and e-commerce solutions.
Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't realize that you had been on board essentially since the beginning. That's very cool to kind of see it from its inception to what it's grown to now. And I know Creator IQ works with many of our clients as well as some of, I mean, arguably the biggest brands that are around. I know some of your clients on our side, Lululemon, Under Armour. I know you also work with a lot of the large agencies, like you mentioned. So it's really cool to see how Creator IQ has grown over the years.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. It's I think we're over 900 advertisers now using the platform, advertisers and agencies. So I still remember meeting Igor in a coffee shop and him showing me the slides about what he was working on. So it's definitely been a good ride, fun ride. And we got a bright future, especially as it relates to affiliate. We're really, really excited about that opportunity as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you mentioned, affiliate, last year we announced our strategic partnership with Creator IQ, which really expanded Awin's reach into the creator space. So from the Creator IQ side, what was the attraction for you to partner with a platform like Awin?
Well, we definitely had clients asking us to support affiliate transactions with creators. And, you know, we're pretty familiar with the affiliate platform landscape. And we're pretty confident that, you know, those providers like Awin do it a lot better than we do it. And so we took a strategy, you know, an approach to partner with affiliate platforms like Awin that clients are already using to manage their affiliate transactions and just be able to integrate that amazing tracking and commission capabilities to be able to expand that to influencer. And what attracted us to Awin specifically was that a ton of our clients use Awin. And so it was just natural to partner with Awin to enable those transactions on our platform, and, you know, specific for clients like Lululemon example. We're very excited about the partnership, obviously. And, you know, Awin's the top affiliate platform globally. We also have a ton of customers in Europe together. So that was another key attraction, was the international capabilities that Awin has.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of what you mentioned is what we saw on the inverse. A lot of our brands were asking for influencer solutions. So similarly, we were looking for a partner who could provide some of the best influencer tools and solutions. And as you know, I am in Creator IQ every day for multiple hours in a day. I've seen firsthand some of the tools that Creator IQ is able to offer, and I really love all of the platform features, and especially now kind of blending the two with the Awin technology and Creator IQ technology. I really love, you know, the transparency that's available and seeing which creators are your top partners from a social aspect, more top of funnel, or looking at performance, because you have kind of all of that data at your fingertips through our integration, which is great.
Yeah, I think that key word you mentioned was transparency. So we have a lot of our brands, you know, they have a desire to launch first party affiliate creator programs, you know, where they own that relationship, right? They own the tracking, you know, relationship through Awin. They own the creator relationship through Creator IQ. And our platforms together provide that, you know, sort of complete, I like to call it the full supply chain transparency. Yeah. Where, you know, brands don't get that necessarily with influencer networks or, you know, media companies. And so that's a huge driver, I think, of adoption of our joint capabilities here.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think especially as we kind of look to what's happening in the economy in this year, whether it be budget cuts, marketing budgets are under scrutiny right now. What do you feel like the impact will be on the influencer and creator marketing space, whether that's if you feel they're going to lean into affiliate more, or kind of what do you think that means for the creator space?
Definitely leaning into affiliate more. I mean, that's a, yeah. Those signals are definitely there. We've had some longstanding clients on the platform for many years, you know, started with primarily brand activations with influencers, you know, paying influencers to post about their content. Yeah. And many of those clients are fully pivoting to an affiliate creator strategy. And most are at least partially pivoting to an affiliate creator strategy. So there's definitely more pressure on the influencer marketer to deliver a measurable return on ad spend. Certainly, you know, it's very important to measure the media value that your programs are generating. That's a key sort of ingredient and driver of success, but also, you know, measure the direct revenue that influencers are generating on your e-commerce site. So, but yeah, definitely seeing that affiliate is definitely one of the most popular solutions we offer today. And it's been great having, you know, this partnership as well, just because it's a real easy conversation when a brand comes in that's already on Awin. And then we support that integration out of the box. And you guys being familiar with the platform can help your clients, you know, really grow and scale a program.
Yeah, totally. I completely agree with you. I feel like definitely as budgets are starting to come under scrutiny, a lot of brands are looking, okay, well, what's the direct ROI? How do we see the direct impact to sales? So I think it's really great. I mean, as I've already mentioned, you can see both of those metrics within Creator IQ. I think especially being able to see that EMV, SMV metric as well, I think is really helpful. I think especially as you see a lot of brands leaning into TikTok and video content, kind of seeing, okay, well, what was the, you know, organic, I got this content that came through organically, what's the value of that in addition to what sales can I see that I drove directly from that content?
Yeah, for sure. And actually, you're going to be pleased because we just launched a new report that's going to bring all that together and then really more user-friendly, clean way. You can certainly get that data out of the platform, but we're trying to just make it easier for users to access that information, report it out to their stakeholders. And I think the other thing that's been interesting as we've partnered together now is that you have the affiliate marketers being sort of driven to deliver more, right? To deliver more revenue. Yeah. And then you have the influencer marketer that's being driven to deliver, you know, more identifiable or direct, you know, sort of revenue returns on the investments they're making. And so it definitely brings together the affiliate marketer and the influencer marketer into the same room at the same table, and having to work together, you know, because they benefit from each other in this case, right? The influencers provide a new channel, a new growth opportunity in affiliate, and affiliate provides that new opportunity and influencer to directly, you know, measure, drive, and pay influencers based on the revenue they're referring for your business.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think we've seen that a lot with our clients too, that are using Creator IQ, is they have an influencer team that's probably been using Creator IQ for years. Yeah. And then they find out, oh, we can actually work together and I can see the campaigns that the influencer team's setting up, but they also have visibility as to what affiliate campaigns I'm running through Creator IQ. And kind of marry those efforts. I think that's definitely something that we've seen recently.
Yeah, I always joke because it's like usually like in a large company, the affiliate department is maybe on different floor than the market, you know, the brand or the influencer department. Yeah. And they're like, now they're having to basically like work together, you know, day to day. So it's fun to kind of see those relationships evolve.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think that actually segues nicely into another question I had is we're kind of seeing trends evolve and things, the current state of influencer marketing. I know Creator IQ recently published a trends report about the current state of influencer marketing, what you expect for 2023. What are some of the main takeaways from that and some of the trends that you think we'll continue to see throughout 2023?
Yeah, so trends are budgets are increasing still, like brands are sort of still increasing budgets to influencer, but they are asking for more measurable ROI there as well. Yeah. So those sort of play together. Paid advertising sort of continues to be the most popular activation with influencers, and one that really pops, or we've seen pop lately, is influencer whitelisting, right? Where you essentially, influencer creates content for your brand. That influencer allows you to access their page through your ads account and the content that they produce for your brand, and you can wrap that essentially into a paid media campaign through your ads account. And we had one recent example of a client that did that. So that strategy, that whitelisting strategy, compared to their sort of brand creative strategy, it performed. And this was really a performance-based advertiser, right? So they're largely driven by a CPA outcome. And that whitelisting strategy, I think, performed 1.9x compared to sort of one. So it was definitely they were very pleased, obviously, with that result, and they're going to continue that strategy now into 2023. So what's really cool about an affiliate creator program is you get all these creators onboarded in your program, and they're producing content about your brand, about your products. That content is getting engagement. There's going to be a ton of opportunity to pick and choose content and work with influencers to turn that into paid ads to really quickly scale some of that content that's really performing well on the affiliate model. So that's going to be essentially a gold mine, I think, for the paid media team. So probably next year at this time, you and I will be having a conversation about. Now there's another party at the table, right? The paid media team's at the table. You got the affiliate marketer, you got the influencer marketer, you got the paid social team now at the table, and they're all sort of working together to drive value. So if I'm a CMO, I'm sort of sitting there thinking about I've got to get these folks working together. It's not don't silo them off. Do things to incentivize sort of collaboration amongst your teams. And so, yeah, we'll see if that prediction comes true. Yeah. But that's kind of the trends. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny you mentioned that with bringing in paid media teams, because I feel like we're already starting to see that with some of our clients, where we're like, oh, we want to boost this content. We want to whitelist this content. Well, now we need to bring in the team that has access to Meta and Business Manager, and how do we work together? I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think too, a lot of Apple, I know, has made a lot of the iOS privacy changes. So that's kind of taken a hit on paid social. So I think leveraging the influencer channel is really going to help those paid social teams, especially creating that organic content. If it's something that can be amplified, that's already doing well, like you mentioned, that brand saw almost 2x return on that content that they whitelisted. So I really think that a lot of paid social managers and things are going to start to lean into the influencer teams and vice versa.
Yeah, we agree. We push it. It is like sort of usually just organizational friction within the advertiser or the agency that sort of prevents those collaborations. But I think those barriers will slowly come down, and especially with all the content that's going to be, that's being created out of these affiliate creator programs. It's just, and one of the things that attracts an affiliate creator to a brand's program is the opportunities potentially that relationship creates beyond just the affiliate, right? And so, and that happens in the traditional affiliate world, right? I mean, there's certainly, paid activations there as well with affiliate publishers. So same thing is going to be the case here, I think, in the affiliate creator space.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think it's such an easy way for brands to kind of see their top performers, and then further work with those top performers, build deeper relationships, work with them on other campaigns. And then that's when you can also start to bring in some of that paid media as well. Similarly, Tim Sove, who is your chief media and partnerships officer, has described influencer marketing as a much more privacy sensitive form of marketing because it's perceived as a double opt-in model. So users opt in to follow creators while creators opt in to working with brands. Do you feel that this is an important characteristic of influencer marketing, and especially one that consumers are sensitive to?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure as you do, as I do, I mean, if I'm getting a bunch of spam from a creator that I'm following, I'm unfollowing that creator, right? So there's a lot of pressure on those creators to produce authentic, real content, right? Not become just an ads machine. And so, yeah, definitely. I think Tim's observation there is spot on. And then you and I have had these conversations because we have to get our hands dirty in recruiting affiliate creators to, yep. to our brand programs. And I always tell people it's just like trying to acquire a customer, right? I mean, you have to essentially yep. convince that customer, you know, of your product value proposition, right? And everything has to work out for that transaction to occur. And it's the same with affiliate creators. So there, you know, those affiliate creators joining those brand programs, you know, there's a high barrier to overcome there. And those creators really only work with the few brands that they have a very strong affinity with on an affiliate model. And so, yeah, it's just, it really creates a truly authentic advertising experience, right? For the consumer and, you know, for the brand. So that's also a huge, you know, sort of softer, you know, point, but very important one.
Yeah, I agree. And I think especially like you mentioned, those people that are following that creator there, they don't want to see content that doesn't make sense. Like, I feel like they see right through that. They know like this creator doesn't wear this product or use this product. They follow them and they're looking for an authentic recommendation versus if they're being served an ad for a product that makes no sense, because that's happened to me, I know, a million times. And so that's why I think there's such an affinity there and an interest in purchasing from those creators, because they know that those are authentic recommendations.
Yeah. And a lot of people want to support their creators that they love, right? I mean, yeah,
exactly. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, so that's, you know, really, you know, helpful for the affiliate model, right? Cause it's like, hey, if I'm following a creator and that creator says, hey, I've got this really cool partnership with XYZ brand and they make great products. Here's my favorite product. And you can support me by clicking this link and buying it. I mean, a lot of people trust the advice they're getting from their creator, and they also want to support that creator with, you know, a purchase. So yeah, it all sort of works nicely. It's certainly a lot different from, you know, 10, 15 years ago, right? When, you know, you'd log onto a website and just see a bunch of stuff that made no sense, you know?
Yep. Yeah. I completely agree with you. And I think part of that also looking to TikTok, I feel like we really saw a lot of those authentic, genuine recommendations coming from TikTok, because that is the content that lives there. It seems to be much more raw and real versus Instagram. And which recent analysis suggests that TikTok is offering cheaper and more effective ROIs compared to the other major social platforms. So what's your take on how TikTok performs as a space for influencer partnerships? And what are your expectations for how TikTok will continue to evolve this year?
Yeah, so TikTok is obviously it's a high priority for most, if not all of our brand clients, right? Because there's just a ton of eyeballs on that platform, right? A ton of usage. And there's a ton of opportunity to go viral still on that platform, which is kind of unique. So, you know, and I know you've drilled down into affiliate creator profiles, and you'll see an affiliate creator that doesn't have a large following on TikTok, but does a ton of transactions off of that platform. Yep. And I believe one of the primary reason is because that creator produces very viral content. So they might not have a lot of followers, but, you know, a video might get a million views, right? And that video with a million views, if it's an affiliate promotion, could get, you know, quite a few sales transactions off of that. So it's really, you know, so that's kind of the power of TikTok. You know, and TikTok is investing heavily in their creator marketing capabilities. You know, we're a close partner with them, and they've been great to work with because, you know, they're really taking in, you know, the feedback and that we're giving them, that our brands are giving them, and they're designing and implementing solutions that, you know, is going to just continue to grow their ability to, you know, be a, you know, monetization powerhouse. But so it's an evolving platform, and definitely one you got to stay on top of, and one that we're excited about too, continuing to grow with.
Yeah. I noticed too that it was recently in the Creator IQ platform, I saw a pop up that you're now a badged marketing partner of TikTok as well.
Yeah, we've worked very closely with them on their API capabilities, as well as giving them feedback on, you know, their shopping capabilities. Many of our brands, you know, are early adopters of many of those solutions that they offer. So we help them acquire customers to try some of those new solutions. And yeah, so we're close. It was interesting because, you know, and this was before, you know, I joined Creator IQ full time, but our offices, you know, we're literally next door to TikTok. So that might have helped.
Oh, I didn't know
in Culver City there. So that potentially maybe helped the close ties that we have with that platform. And many of our former, folks that are at TikTok now were former employees of Creator IQ. We have some great folks that took really good opportunities at TikTok from Creator IQ. So we have some, I think we have some really key people over there that have an affinity to Creator IQ, which helps you a lot.
That's great to hear. Cause I think, like you said, there is still so much untapped potential on TikTok. And I feel like really this last year is when brands started to realize like, hey, there's something here. And like you said too, like you can have a video go viral and you're not necessarily an influencer or a creator. You're just someone who posted something on TikTok and it caught fire on the For You page and you can drive a ton of sales. Like I know that there are products on TikTok that I'll see on my For You page and I'll go to buy them. They're completely sold out. Even from micro, smaller creators. Like there's one creator I follow in particular who was posting about this zip up jacket. And she was like, I have never had this happen to me. She was like, they've completely sold out. Every color is sold out. I can't that's true though. It's the power of TikTok. It's the whole TikTok made me buy it thing as well. So I agree with you. I think that TikTok's just going to continue to grow and evolve. And I think it's great that Creator IQ has such a close relationship with TikTok as well. I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah, we agree 100%. In fact, the one plug I do have to make for our marketing team is we did put out a guide to TikTok marketing recently. So folks can go to our site and get that guide. It provides a lot of detailed insights that, you know, that we've gotten through working with TikTok over the years and gives marketers a guide to working with TikTok creators.
That's great. I will definitely check it out after we jump off of this call. And I know you always put out great resources. As I just mentioned, the trends report for 2023. Is there in particular on your website, is there a place that anyone can find some of those case studies and documentation that you put out?
Yeah, we do have a blog that I think we keep pretty much, we keep up to date in terms of what content that we're putting out. So that would be a good, maybe subscribe to that blog and that way you get push notifications when we're producing that content. But yeah, we've definitely invested in content creation for the creator economy. Want to make sure that, we're giving our partners and advertisers and agencies all the latest and greatest information that we're getting down in the trenches, so to speak.
Yeah, that's great. And with that, I know we've talked about a few trends and things for this year, but as we're wrapping up, are there any other trends in the influencer marketing space or things that you feel brands and agencies should be aware of in 2023?
Now, I think if you're an affiliate marketer and you don't have a strategy for a first-party affiliate creator program or plan to get one to market, then you probably need to move that up your priority list and talk to your AWIN partner or, reach out to Creator IQ because that is like, I think you're going to be left in the dust, right? I mean, it's really interesting to see this because we work with some brands, some very large brands that are competitive with each other. And it's just like, I don't know how it happens, but all of a sudden they all want to do affiliate creator programs, right? Kind of simultaneously. So it's, I don't know what's happening, but they're all like, prioritizing, sort of the affiliate creator programs now over any other type of creator program that they run on Creator IQ. So it's happening. One of the things that's driven that too is Walmart, went out with a very large, creator program. So I think that's also, potentially one of the drivers. Amazon's been in the business of affiliate creator for a really long time, has a very successful program. We partner with them on that. So so it's definitely needs to be on the list for 2023.
Yeah. And I think too, a lot of brands see now some of those really large creator programs and know that they're an owned in-house creator program. And now they're like, how do we do this ourselves? How do we create our own affiliate influencer creator program? How do we build this ourselves? And like you said, I think that that's something that's started to catch fire this year and is just going to continue to throughout 2023.
It's exciting to be in the space. Honestly, I've been around a long time and, it's great when these, we were around when Facebook launched, their first ad product. Yeah. Right. And we were an advertiser, one of the early adopters there. And this kind of feels you know, like that in terms of the, you know, sort of media and advertising industry. You know, you've got this, you know, creator economy has been around, you know, obviously a while, but right now it's really feels like it's at an inflection point about to break out and really become sort of a mainstream, you know, always on marketing program, just like affiliate has been since, you know, the early days of the internet.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's something that's interesting. Kind of a final point is that this is something that brands big and small can do and are doing. I know before I joined AWIN, I came from a smaller brand, and that was always the way that we viewed our creator partnerships is as a smaller brand, we don't necessarily have the budget for flat fees. We can't invest in something like that, but we can lean into affiliate and we can see direct performance. We can gift products and we can work with creators at scale. So I think that that's something that's really accessible for brands, no matter what size. And I think that everyone's able to see the benefit there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, lots of exciting stuff in store for 2023. And thank you so much, Mike. I think we did it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Carissa. We appreciate you guys' support.
A great interview from Carissa there with Creator IQ's Mike Balducci on some of the latest trends in the influencer and affiliate space. Now, Carissa, you were at Affiliate Summit West in Las Vegas recently, as you were mentioning in the intro. So what was your take on the event this year? And were there any kind of personal highlights from the various talks and sessions that you attended or participated in, of course?
Yeah, Affiliate Summit was great. I mentioned briefly, I participated in a panel. So it was with one of our sub-network partners, Mavely. So we essentially talked about what Mike and I were chatting about, kind of this blending of influencer and affiliate and how to blend these channels for success. And I feel like just in looking at trends from this year's ASW, I feel like there were a lot more conversations around influencers than you typically see at ASW. And so much so that the event company that puts on ASW actually added an extra day of conference. And this conference was called Creator Economy Live. So this was completely focused on the creator economy influencers. It was the first year that they've done Creator Economy Live. And they had a lot of really great discussions, panel sessions. There were a lot of really great brands that attended and also had a lot of great conversations, I feel like, with some of the attending brands. And I feel like a lot of them were very interested in, I mean, similarly, how do we blend this activity? What solutions does AWIN have? This is what we're seeing on our end. And a lot of them mentioned kind of some of those pain points that you asked me about as well. Like, how do we work more cohesively with these teams internally so that we can see success in blending these channels, which Creator IQ is a great way to do that. I mean, both of these teams can coexist within one platform and you have full visibility as to a campaign the affiliate team's working on, what the influencer team is working on, if they're creators in multiple campaigns, making it much easier to do so. So I definitely feel like creators, influencer marketing were a big topic at ASW this year. And I'm interested to see, I know Affiliate Summit East is coming up soon. So I'm curious to see if that continues to be the case and we kind of continue to see influencers more and more as we're chatting in affiliate focused conferences and webinars and conversations.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting trend to kind of see how it will develop this year for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what's on the horizon in 2023 for influencer marketing from an AWIN perspective? Are there any new products? You mentioned obviously the Instagram sign up solution that was launched recently. Any new partnerships, events, or other updates that listeners should be looking out for in the coming months?
Yeah, I mean, we're always continuing to look for ways to make it easier for influencers and brands to work on AWIN. So I think that's a really big focus this year is continuing to build partnerships directly with influencers working on AWIN, as well as partnerships with Creator IQ and some of the other platforms that we integrate with as well. And also I know that we will be having some events coming up this year. I believe that our team will be attending, a handful of conferences, and then we actually are having, an AWIN sponsored conference in Chicago this year as well.
Yes. That actually leads me nicely onto, talking about think tanks. So, the only thing I wanted to let listeners know about from that perspective is that AWIN's annual conference Think Tank UK has just been announced for 2023. So this year's event is going to be held at a swanky venue in central London, appropriately called Convene, and promises to be a great mix of affiliate insights and all your usual networking opportunities as well. So that's being held on Thursday, the 25th of May, and you can secure your ticket today by heading over to the AWIN site, where there's an event landing page outlining all of the details for the event itself. I'll drop a link to that page on the blog for this episode. And keep your eyes peeled for more AWIN Think Tank events occurring right across the world this year. We've got many more planned across Europe and the US, as Carissa mentioned, and they're a great, like, unique chance for us to see you all in person. So yeah, Carissa, the US Think Tank has just been announced. That's in Chicago. When is that taking place?
Yeah, so just announced last week at ASW. It will be taking place in Chicago on June 27th.
Great. Put that in your diaries. So finally, if you stuck around long enough to listen to this outro section as well, then thank you for a start. And you may even be tempted to go the extra mile and give us a like on your podcast platform of choice. So wherever you're listening to us, we'd love to get a 5-star rating and review from you. It will reach us, or help us reach even more marketers. So thank you for that. In the meantime, it's goodbye from me and goodbye from Carissa.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Rob. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.